Track 5, Flashback of the Week. And this week we're looking at the history of the Jewellery Quarter. The Jewellery Quarter is found in Birmingham, settled within the south of the Hockley area of the city centre, which holds a population of around 3,000 people. The Jewellery Quarter is Europe's largest concentration of businesses involved in the jewellery trade. They produce up to 40% of all jewellery made in the UK. Additionally, it's also home to the world's largest assay office, which certifies 12 million items a year. Historically, the Jewellery Quarter is home to many breakthroughs in industrial technology. At its peak in the early 18th century, the Jewellery Quarter employed over 30,000 people. However, due to competition abroad and fall in demand, the industry has declined throughout the 20th century. The area is now being remodeled into an urban village and hub for artistic businesses while still maintaining its communal architecture. Its historical importance has led to various contemporary schemes, as well as being an anchor point of the European route of industrial heritage. From its very origins, the Jewellery Quarter has thrived, prospering greatly from the Industrial Revolution and developing into a large industrial town with a vast range of exports. Many large foundries and glassworks attracted workers from all areas of Britain. Throughout the late 1500s and into the early 1600s, Newhall was purchased by William Colmore and also added to the quarter. The Jewellery Quarter expanded in 1746 when the Colmore family released land to help satisfy the demands of a growing population. As the population continued to grow into the 1760s, construction of houses continued up into the area now known as the Jewellery Quarter, and it became a wealthy residential area consisting of upmarket Georgian houses. According to the Birmingham Directory of 1780, there were 26 jewellers during that time. It is estimated by the start of the 19th century, there were approximately 12 jewellery-producing corporations employing around 400 workers. Despite the residential structure of the area, manufacturing businesses were also established. The increase of industry into this area was helped by the creation of the Birmingham Assay Office in 1773. The construction of the Birmingham and Faisley Canal was completed in 1789 and provided a better form of transportation of goods throughout the south. Upon the completion of the canal, New Hall Street was expanded towards it. Newhall was extended towards the canal after its completion. As the middle classes moved out of the area, large factories and small workshops were set up in their place for the goldsmiths, silversmiths and jewellers. The Colmore family soon realised the potential of the canals, and in 1809, Caroline Colmore had a canal arm built from the Birmingham and Faisley Canal to a basin near George Street, which brought further industry to the area. This was named Miss Colmore's Canal, although later renamed Whitmore's Arm. As industry continued to grow, the Jewellery Quarter's output surpassed that of nearby Derby, as the products also improved in quality. The jewellery trade in Edinburgh declined by the end of the 19th century, and soon the middle classes in London depended more on the jewellery supply from Birmingham than from their own city. The fact that many jewellers lived alongside their workshops led to many public facilities, such as the Birmingham and Staffordshire Gaslight Company, which lit Great Hampton Street. In 1832, the company started offering piped gas, and by 1840, all jewellers had a substantial supply. On the 28th of May, 1845, a party of representatives were sent to Buckingham Palace in an attempt to persuade Queen Victoria to wear British-made jewellery for promotion. All products gifted to the royal couple were manufactured by Thomas Aston of Regent's Place and Mr. Baleny of St. Paul's Square and valued at over 400 guineas. By the 1900s, the jewellery trade was considered the most profitable in the city. There were also more people employed in the trade than in any other in Birmingham. Moving into the 20th century, the Jewellery Quarter benefited from many enterprises and the industry reached a peak in 1914, with over 20,000 people being employed in this line of work. The Jewellery Quarter continued to thrive through World War I as demand for military buttons, badges and medals increased. However, at the end of the war, the demand fell and a steady decline began. The quarter was also hit by the Great Depression and struggled to recover. Some companies constructed large factories as they tried to diversify their businesses, but to no avail. By World War II, businesses turned again to munitions and led to the Jewellery Quarter becoming a target of bombing raids by the Luftwaffe in the Birmingham Blitz. In 1943, the Birmingham Jewellers and Silversmiths Association created a committee to discuss the regeneration of the industry in the quarter. A decade later, a city council survey concluded that 23 acres of land were beyond repair. The council then put its own redevelopment scheme into place. The proposals included a flatted factory, workshops with car parking above them, as well as a new assay office, school of jewellery, exhibition hall, restaurant and office block. The flatted factory, known as the Hockley Centre, was completed in 1971, with the workshops following a few years later. Despite this accomplishment, the scheme was unsuccessful and carried complaints over higher rent prices, with many firms moving elsewhere in the quarter. On the 5th of November 1998, the Jewellery Quarter Urban Village Framework Plan was adopted to use mixed-use development to promote regeneration in the area and establish a community. The aim was to transform the area into a hub for creative businesses as well as facilitating the local people. However, residents and employees in the quarter have criticised the council's lack of progress and published an announcement in 2008 named "Time to Polish the Gem" in an attempt to draw attention to this issue. The historical importance of Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter was recognised by Birmingham City Council and by English Heritage in the 1900s as a result of English Heritage conducting a survey of the Jewellery Quarter. This resulting survey authenticated its international significance of this historical gem, and as a result, three conservation areas were merged to form the new Jewellery Quarter Conservation Area in September 2000. 8 years later, another council report proposed for the Jewellery Quarter to receive World Heritage Site status.